Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Nina Rossner, who is an author of a book called The Respect Dare. The subtitle is 40 Days to a Deeper Connection with God and Your Husband. Nina is married. She has three children. They live near Cincinnati, and she's the author of The Respect Dare and also another book called With All Due Respect. She's the executive director of Greater Impact Ministries, greaterimpact.org, for more information. Nina, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Sure. And just to give us a little context, what is Greater Impact Ministries?
We are a nonprofit Christian training organization. So we teach wives and moms primarily how to be better at that, solve conflict, interact with their families in a really helpful way.
All right. And what is this new book, The Respect Dare? What does that actually mean? What is it about?
Well, it's 40 days to a deeper connection with God, yourself, and your husband. And we walk with women through a process that we use in our training classes, where they deeply connect with God. It's kind of a devotional experience. So you get a scripture and a story and then a dare. And there's 40 of them.
Okay, what do you mean by a dare? I dare you to love your husband or whatever.
Yeah, all of that. So a couple of the dares we have is, we dare you to listen without arguing, even if you disagree. Just to see what it's like to validate somebody else's opinion, because our culture is so defensive.
And, sure.
Not that wives are the only perpetrators of that, but it helps communication when we can validate someone. So we dare them to do that. We dare them to take a look at some of the media and what's going on in the rest of the world so that we can look at our own circumstances and be more content. We take a look at... Okay, I'll just tell you. We dare them to initiate in the bedroom and see what kind of response that garners from their husband and how he feels and what it does for their relationship.
Wow.
So things like that.
Sure. That sounds great. Yeah. Okay, so now let me ask you this. As far as the issue of respect is concerned, honestly, you mentioned television or the media. If you think about movies and TV programs and... I think in some ways the old TV program, and I'm going to date myself here. I'm 61 years old, but All in the Family was kind of a turning point. Prior to that, Father Knows Best, Dick Van Dyke, lovable guy and respectable. By the time you get to Archie Bunker, he's not respectable. Ugh. And then it just goes downhill from there. Homer Simpson may be a beloved figure in some ways, but he's also a bit of a doofus. Only mm-hmm. he doesn't realize he's a doofus and, that kind of thing. So there's a sense in which respect is not shown to the father figure or the husband figure in many cases.
Yeah, and that's a huge issue in our culture, and I think you pegged it right when you said, Archie was the turning point. And you cannot find television where the father figure is really a good man, a solid man, not a stupid man. I mean, it's terrible what our culture has done to men, and we're reaping the benefits of that, which are none. The family is on the demise, and our own media is attacking the things that built our country. It's really sad.
Yeah. There was an exception in the 1990s of some sort of minister. I think I saw one of the episodes once of Seventh Heaven or something like that. But just the fact that that was an exception shows that in the vast majority of the thing you have otherwise. Does the culture at large encourage respect towards the husband, toward the father?
The culture is progressively getting worse, and there's so many things that just add to that climate. And the pervasive feeling is that respect is to be earned, but honestly, if we were to look at the golden rule, how treating people the way that we want to be treated, mm-hmm. we should be treating everyone with respect.
Okay, now somebody has said the idea that quote-unquote women need love, men need respect. What are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
We both need both.
That's Dr. Emerson. I'm sorry?
I said we both need both.
Yes, yes, we do. And I love the phrasing in the Bible because it commands men to love their wives and to cherish them. And it tells women to respect their husbands. And I think that those things are there because we don't naturally do either for each other. So women aren't wired to naturally respect our husbands. A lot of times you'll get kids in the picture and then suddenly, you know, you hear the demeaning comment, I have three kids and one's my husband, and we launch into mothering mode. So we need that reminder from the Lord to respect our husbands, that he is a person that is responsible for our family. And so we need to have that regard there. And husbands need to love their wives. You know, they typically, and you see this in the research, you know, they get busy with their careers and, you know, I check the wife box, she's happy unless I'm hearing complaining. And, you know, they need to be reminded to love their wives. And so, it, you know, God knows what he's doing, which is not new.
Sure. Okay. Now, as far as the culture, again, the cultural influences, they are very, important for us to recognize. The culture seems to do everything it can to erase the difference between male and female. But if there are differences, then the male is inferior. I mean, that's what it seems like they're saying these days.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's very sad. The whole thing, you look at what's going on, and women are fighting for their rights, and you see the Me Too movement, and, you know, certainly there's a lot there that, you know, is needing to be fully explored. But what's also true is that we've become so isolated in our homes as cultural influences have taken over, and we're becoming even more isolated as a result of social media. So when you look at, well, what is the family doing? Well, they're not even interacting with each other, much less women interacting with women like it used to be, you know, being with a sisterhood in neighborhoods and that kind of thing, doing things together. That just doesn't exist. You move away from your family.
Mm-hmm.
Families don't stay together. You know, grandma and grandpa doesn't live with us. The American culture is very individualistic. And you look at other cultures around the world, and grandma and grandpa live with the daughter and the son and the brothers. I mean, you have a whole family filling up the houses that we have here in America. And there's so much more connection and, you know, a collectivism in a cultural aspect that you don't see. And it's really not helpful because the parents need to be able to have support and encouragement. And women need that kind of interaction more so than men on a daily basis. We have a lot more relational needs. We say about the same amount of words. That myth has been debunked that women talk more than men. But the things that we talk about are different. And so our relationship needs aren't getting met like they used to. And so we're looking for success in the workplace and stuff like that, which is not as fulfilling.
Hmm. All right. What if somehow there's been a break in the relationship to some degree, but not a fatal one, but still a break, and the wife feels like, I just can't respect him. My husband, that is, you know, what do you do with something like that? I mean, if you were counseling somebody.
Yeah. So one of the things that we see is once women understand that we're in a war and the culture is influencing us, then we can recognize, you know, I don't have to buy the lie that respect is to be earned. And I can give that because that's how we people should treat each other anyway. And when I do that, then I start to see some things happening differently in my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
One of the downsides is that women don't understand that respecting themselves is part of the equation. We seem to be given two dynamics, two extremes, where you're a doormat or you're a feminazi, where you're very loud. But really what's truthful is that we need to be respectful people. Respecting ourselves, respecting our husbands, and, you know, the other people that we come into contact with. And we've seen many, many marriages turn around when women find that happy middle ground of communicating and respecting themselves. So it can change the dynamic in a home in a huge way.
How important is forgiveness in the whole process of respect?
Hugely so. I think one of the toughest verses in the Bible is in 1 Corinthians, where God says, you know, love is all these things, patience, kindness, you know, all that. the one of the things that's said there is it keeps no list of wrongs.
Mm.
And so it's really hard for us to be in the moment that we're in and not remember the 28 other times that he didn't do this thing, or that we got our feelings hurt, or that we had an expectation that didn't get met, or predict the future, then it's negative. And so when we think about what's true loving behavior, it's really being in the now that you're in and seeing the truth in front of you, because when we don't do that, we inhibit the other person's growth. And so our husband may be trying, and then we'll ruin it because we'll go, well, he's not going to do this because he never does that. You know, so our attitude will come out, and it's not helpful.
Wow. Huh. Okay. What are your comments to what would, if a couple said to you, frankly, we're bored in our marriage. It's a stagnant marriage at this point. What would be your advice? What would be your advice?
One of the best things that couples can do is go start a new hobby together. Even if it's something neither of them are really interested in or good at, if they go take a dance class, that's a great place to start. And we forget that we don't know the intimate details inside and out of the person that we married. We take them for granted. I mean, human nature is to habituate and acclimate to the current situations around us over time. So we start taking those relationships for granted, and we lose the wonder. And, you know, there's a lot of places in the Bible where God tells us to be grateful people. And if we do that, if we're thankful, then we don't lose that at all. We don't get in the boredom place.
Yeah.
But if we forget, then we can go back to being thankful. We can start something new together and find wonder once again.
Okay. Your book has been out how long? Here's why I'm asking. Of those who've read the book or maybe even have seen the manuscript, what chapter did you get the most amount of feedback, or what chapter do you want to respond to related to some of the feedback and, why? What happened? In other words, what touched a nerve here?
Yeah, I think the big sore spot for the women that read the book, and we put the book out, we self-published back in 2009, and then we sold like 10,000 copies, and Thomas Nelson picked it up. I was like, wow, okay.
That's great.
And, it's been doing, And I'm not an author, I'm a trainer, so I don't take credit for any of this. It just kind of poured out in a month, and here's this book. It's like, wow. But what we see is that one of the early dares deals with our childhood. And we don't realize that the lies that we believe when we're kids and the way that our parents interacted in front of us or didn't interact, the way they resolved conflict or handled it badly, we carry all that junk with us into our next marriage or into our marriages. Our relationships are deeply impacted by it. And the cool thing is that God will reveal truths to us as we walk through that stuff. And we ask women to be brave and face some of those things. And when they do, they can see things. It's like the veil comes off. The blinders are removed. And we can see, I'm doing some things here that I know are unhealthy. And I can change my behavior. I can do something different. And those things in and of themselves start impacting the marriage in a really positive way.
Hmm. All right, good. Well, we're basically almost out of time. How about a concluding thought about the whole concept of the respect dare?
Well, I think that that whole concept is a scary one for women because we are products of the culture. It's so loud everywhere we go. And we've also seen that the research, psychological research, surprisingly enough, actually supports the Bible and that God's right. So if we'll just give it a try and give it some time, then we can turn our marriages into something other than the miserable places that they are for so many, too many women in our country.
Wow.
And then we can have better family.
All right, good. Thank you so much for joining us. Nina Rosner, R-O-E-S-N-E-R. The name of her book is The Respect Dare. And you can learn more at greaterimpact.org. Nina, thanks so much for being with us. God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you, too, for the opportunity. Have a great day.